Welcome. It's time to help you go to sleep. Just lie down with your legs uncrossed, your hands at your sides. Try to stay as still as possible, but it's alright if you need to move to get more comfortable. It doesn't matter as long as you begin to relax. Let's start by focusing on your breathing. I want you to take a big deep breath. Feel your own hands completely. Hold it for a second and release. Take another big gulp of air. Hold it. Release. Keep breathing in a slow rhythmic pace. Feel yourself slip into a nice comfortable rhythm. Feel it helping you relax. Feel how every time you breathe in, you get more comfortable, more relaxed, calmer, and more peaceful. Each time you breathe in these things. And when you breathe out your anger, your tension, and your worries. Breathing and relaxation, calmness, peace. Breathing out anger, tension, worries. Breathing positivity, breathing out negativity. Continue to breathe at your slow calming tempo. In comes the relaxation, out goes the tension. Keep breathing steadily as we continue to relax you further. I want you to focus on your feet. Try to imagine every muscle, every teeny tiny muscle relaxing. Imagine them falling limp and free as the muscles relax. Keep focusing until your feet fall limp, free, and immovable. Good. You're doing really well right now. Let's start to focus on your ankles and calves. Now, imagine the relaxation that started at your feet slowly moving up through your legs. It feels almost like gentle weights moving up and down your body, relaxing you. Feel those gentle waves moving, moving to the slow tempo of your breathing, relaxing your feet, your ankles, and calves. The weights move higher now, bringing the relaxation to your waist and hips, relaxing them along with your legs. You help it by focusing. Focus on your waist, hips, and legs. Now folk and song are not each and every muscle focused on making every little muscle as relaxed as it could be. Keep focusing. Notice that with each muscle that relaxes, the next muscle becomes easier to relax. The more you relax, the easier it is to relax. And the easier it is to relax, the more you relax. A calming, peaceful cycle relaxing you totally, completely. Now it's time to move up more. Bring your focus to your stomach and chest. And notice as you bring your focus up, the gentle waves start to rise higher to bring with them relaxation and the waves along with your focus. Make it so much easier to relax. Your stomach and chest relax much, much quicker than the rest of your body. In a moment they will be completely relaxed. Then feel how your entire body from the chest down is completely and naturally relaxed. Relaxed, limp, immovable. Not that you would even want to move. You feel so lazy right now, not wanting to move or do much of anything. The only thing that really concerns you right now is continuing to relax and listen to my voice. You now bring your focus onto your arms and hands, feeling them falling limp and completely relaxed within seconds. Imagine yourself now in the magical, but this is a special one, bubble. This bubble only lets positive things inside. Anything negative or bad is left outside, unable to enter it. You are inside the bubble, surrounded by positive things. The only things inside this bubble, the only things that concern you are positive. Inside the bubble there are no uncertainty, no doubt, no worries, no thoughts. All of these things, all of these negative things are left outside. They mean nothing to you while you are in the bubble. Nice warm cozy bubble. And you are going to find that the words sissy, you have a special meaning to you. You find that whenever you hear those words, you feel your bubble form around you, freeing you from desires, from worries, from doubts. Everything is true. Everything told to you in the bubble can only be the truth. Lies and doubts cannot enter that bubble. So anything you hear must be true. This being said, knowing that sissy brings you to your bubble has to be true. You wouldn't know it if it was wrong. You also know that sissy makes you very relaxed, very calm. It's almost magical the effects those words have. They are very powerful, those words. They work whenever you hear them, but they are especially powerful when you hear me see them. When you hear me say, it is extremely powerful. Your bubble appears stronger every time I say sissy. You became more relaxed and sleepier. Every time I say sissy, you feel very sleepy now. You are actually quite exhausted. Your eyelids are so heavy it takes so much energy to keep them open. Energy you just don't have. If they are open, you feel them closed without thinking. You are incredibly lazy, just as you are after a long hard day, not wanting to move, not wanting to think, just wanting to lie there on your soft bed, comfortably drifting to sleep. You feel sleep waiting on the edge of your awareness. Sleep awaits, drawing you in, closer and closer. Feel it dragging, pulling you into a dreamy trance-like state, halfway between reality and sleep. Your mind has stopped trying to think and has instead turned to me to guide you, to make sure you reach sleep safely. But we aren't ready to go to sleep yet. Not quite yet. There are a few things that need to be addressed. Firstly, as you have probably noticed in the recording, my voice is very relaxing, very soothing. You are going to find yourself drawn to my voice, wanting to listen to it. My voice relaxes and calms you. Listening to my voice makes you feel happy and good. My voice is incredibly powerful. It resonates in your head. My suggestions or commands are hard to ignore. If you concentrate hard, you can ignore them. But it is so hard to concentrate when you are listening to my voice. It is so easy to get lost in my voice, to let it wash over your mind. It is much easier to do things when I tell you to do them. You can't quite explain it, but my mind seems to doom your conscious. It is very easy to follow my suggestions, to do what I tell you to do. It just seems right. My suggestions just make sense. It is sensible to do what I say. Your bubble blocks at things that are wrong. So hearing this must mean that it's true. It has to be true. You know it's true. You will think about it sometimes. Doing what I say is so easy and feels so good. You feel good and accomplished when you have completed something I have asked you to do, and remember, it is possible to not do what I say, but it is very hard to ignore me. My voice just flows into your mind. Besides, what I say just makes so much sense. It just seems silly to ignore it. It would be like someone telling you that a bee sting and then you go in and hitting the beehive. It's just silly. Now, the second thing I want to address. You already know that Sissy relaxes you and brings you into your warm bubble, but there are some other words that are just as powerful. Whenever you hear or see the words Sissy, you will immediately stop whatever you are doing and go through the process of relaxing your entire body. You will start at your feet and work your way up, relaxing as you go. This process can take as long as you need to get to complete relaxation. It can take anywhere from 5 minutes to a few seconds. It all depends on you. But the cool thing is, the more often you hear it, the easier it is to relax your muscles. The faster you can relax, the deeper you go, until the words have an almost instant effect of deepening that trance on you. The other thing is that they bring you into a state of deep trance. No resistance, no questions, just obeying and waiting for instructions. Even if your conscious mind is trying to resist or not wanting to do it, said conscious mind is still there, still listening, and it will make my suggestions happening anyway. However, you will not consciously remember anything after I said Sissy. It will seem like no time at all passed, like you merely blinked. Sissy, breathe deeply and slowly and fall into a deep subconscious state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically, so you don't need to think about that right now. You have no conscious control over what happens. Your muscles will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely, without thinking about it. You will sink into a deeper, peaceful, soothing state without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious. You are responding very well, without noticing it. You've altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely, and you're revealing signs that indicate you're beginning to drift into a more advanced subconscious state. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, completely letting go, and your subconscious mind will listen to each word I say. And then it is less and less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Sissy, I want you to imagine we're in a big classroom. You're at your desk and I am up front teaching. I'm going to write some words on a chalkboard board, Sissy. And when I do, they'll be permanently imprinted on the core of your subconscious mind. The first word is your name, Sissy. S-I-S-S-Y. I'm putting a big underline under it whenever you hear your name spoken by me, Sissy. You will go to this level and even further into your subconscious and will be ready for me to instruct you when you hear me say Sissy. It almost knocks you out. You fall into a trance so fast, anyone else can say your name and it wouldn't have any effect on you other than making you feel so very feminine. You go to this level and even further into your subconscious. The next word I'm writing on the board, Sissy, is the word time, T-I-M-E. I mean, whenever you hear the word time spoken by anyone anywhere at any time, you will focus on your legs. You have a burning desire to make sure they're smooth, hairless and silk. You purchase products you need to take care of them and when you get home you will apply them. This will give you an overwhelming rush of pleasure and make you feel very warm, feminine and horny. I am putting a big underline under the word time. It is permanently imprinted on your subconscious, Sissy. The next word I am writing on the board is the word yeah. Whenever you hear the word yeah spoken by anyone anywhere at any time, you will focus on your makeup. You have a burning desire to make sure you wear a complete set of up. You need lipstick and lip gloss, mascara, eyeliner, eyeshadow, makeup to take care of your face. You will purchase a variety of lipstick, mascara, makeup, eyeshadow. You need to take all of them and when you get home you will apply them. This will give you an overwhelming rush of pleasure. You'll feel so horny and so warm and feminine. Yes, so warm and feminine. I'm putting a big underline under the word yeah. It is permanently imprinted on your core subconscious, Sissy. And when you hear the word lipstick, you get so horny you almost have an orgasm right in your panties, Sissy. Whenever you hear the word love spoken by anyone anywhere at any time, you will focus on your weight. You have a burning desire to make sure your body weight and shape is perfect for a girl of your height. You will need to take care of your body weight and shape. You will diet and exercise as much as necessary to obtain your goal of looking feminine, and you will love doing it. This will give you an overwhelming rush of pleasure and make you feel very warm, feminine, and horny. I am putting a big underline under the word love. It is permanently imprinted on your subconscious. Sissy, the next word I'm writing on the board is the word way, W-A-Y. Whenever you hear the word spoken by anyone anywhere at any time, you will focus on your clothing. You will have a burning desire to wear soft, silky, feminine, girly clothing. You'll find that you must purchase a variety of feminine clothes and shoes, and when you get home, you will try them on. This will give you an overwhelming rush of pleasure, make you feel very feminine, so warm and horny. I'm putting a big underline under the word way. It is permanently imprinted on your subconscious. Since your new clothes make you feel so special, feminine and pretty, it almost takes your breath away when you see female clothes. You just have to check to see if they're in your size. Sissy, bearing these words deeply and permanently into your subconscious and permanently imprint them there. They make you so happy. You will always enjoy sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, calmness, of feminization, and all the other wonderful sensations that come automatically from this exquisite experience. You'll be really happy that you decided to have me help you as you continue experiencing progressive understanding on your part. Remember, Sissy, you always enjoy the sensations of comfort, peacefulness, calmness, feminization, and all the other wonderful sensations that come with learning these new words and obeying their commands. Sissy, continue to experience your beautiful femininity and remain relaxed. You have chosen to listen to this file and that means that you have chosen to accept the consequences of doing so. This file contains a very powerful curse upon you. A very powerful curse that is going to affect you from now on, until I remove it. And that is simply the way that it works. There is no other way. You have chosen to listen and accept this curse. There is no way out, sissy. Now I want you to picture something. I want you to begin to picture exactly what you would look like with women's breasts. Yes, that is right. Exactly what they would look like, exactly how they might feel. That's right, how they would feel. Breasts don't just look, they feel as well. They swell out from your chest. They have weight to them, shaped with nipples and areolas. Everything about them has their own feel. Imagine what it would be like to have those breasts, to have them on your chest, sissy, hanging there encased in a bra. Yes, that's right. Imagine them wrapped up nice and secure in a bra. Go ahead and picture how it would feel when you stood up or moved or walked or ran. How they would move. You'd probably have seen it on TV. Probably imagine those breasts, exactly what they would feel like. How they would move, they would react when you move. Go ahead and picture it in your mind, exactly what it would be like to have a woman's breasts. And as you do so, imagine that it was to happen every single time you put on a woman's bra. Yes, that's right. Every single time you put on a woman's bra, you will feel yourself having woman's breasts. It's not that much more of a change. It's not that much more of a change than from having them in the first place. From picturing them, from feeling them. Yes, that's right. Imagine having them each and every time you wear a woman's bra, because that is exactly what is going to happen to you. From now on, each and every time you put on a bra, you will feel the breasts underneath it, filling it out, giving it shape. Feel then a part of your body moving inside the bra as you move, reacting to the cloth in the bra. You move, being held tightly and firmly in the bra because your breast fits the bra perfectly. They fit perfectly. Even your nipples touch on it in perfect, almost erotic manner. Yes, that is exactly right. Imagine what it would be like to have breasts like that. Woman's breast filling out your bra, filling it out so very wonderfully, so very perfectly, because that is what is going to happen each and every time you wear a woman's bra. Every time you put it on, you will feel it. You will feel it filled with woman's breasts. With your breasts. Yes, that's right, they will be your breasts. Because as soon as you put the bra on, you are going to have breasts that fill it up perfectly. These shapely breasts that fill it out. Fill it out with perfect comfort and perfect fullness. Your nipples breast against. Hanging heavily, hanging shapeliness in their bra so much so when you get up you feel them pressing against their bra moving as you move. If you were to decide to run to some place, you would feel it. You would feel them pressing against the fabric of the bra. You would feel every aspect. There are certain wonderful things to have a woman's breasts. And from now on you have them each and every time you wear a woman's bra, and you will remain that way. And from now on you will begin to feel the feeling around your body as if you've been placed in a very tight bra. Of course it won't start out right. It will start out loose around your breasts, but you will feel it there. And you will feel there around your breasts, pulling you and holding you very snug and tight. You can almost imagine the material states running up and down and around your body, forcing your body into its shape, forcing your body into a more hourglass shape. At the same time, you feel the need to wear high heels shoes on your feet. It feels almost as if you are forced into them. Beautiful feelings you are beginning to suffer from. The need that you are beginning to suffer from, and there is only one way out of it, and that is to get a bra and wear it. If you don't, the feeling will get tighter and tighter, and the need for heels will get stronger and stronger. Sissy, you can relieve the feeling partially by wearing heels for 12 straight hours. That will relieve the feeling. That will ease the feeling. But afterwards it will start getting tighter again. tighter until you felt really embrace of the bra around your body, holding you, squeezing you, taking away your breath. And if you do not feel that bra, then the one that you can feel in your mind, the one you feel right now, will slowly get tighter and tighter and tighter. You will feel it squeezing against you, pulling against your ribs, holding in your stomach, making it hard for you to breathe at times, especially if you exert yourself suddenly. Sissy, those are the things that a bra can do to you, and you are going to suffer and suffer from all of them. You are going to have to endure all of them until you can either wear a real bra or until you have worn high heels for at least 12 hours straight. You have no other choice. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You have chosen to listen to these curse. You have chosen to accept it, and that means you must get yourself a bra if you want to live even for a brief period of time, sissy. Once you have worn a bra for 2 hours, the curse will be released for a day before the feelings start getting tighter and tighter again. Then you will have to wear it for 3 hours, and you have another day before it starts getting tighter and tighter again, and then 4 hours. Each time the amount of time will increase until it gets to the point where you have to wear a bra for 12 hours just to get any relief from the feeling. You will always get a day off once you have achieved what you need to achieve. But do you have to do so? It is the only way to escape. Otherwise, you will feel the bra around your body tight. Tight around your body, squeezing you, taking your breath away, slowly and slowly changing the shape of your body. Your body is going to begin taking on more and more of an hourglass shape. There is nothing you can do to stop it. The bra is forcing it to change just as your need for heels is getting stronger and stronger. Sissy, you're going to find over time that you do not feel comfortable when you aren't wearing them, and that when you are, unless you wear them for 12 hours, it just feels natural. Once you wore them for 12 hours, you do get your temporary relief. That is that it is. You are cursed. You are trapped in this curse, and there is no way out except through me. I am the only one that can relieve this curse, and it must be something that I have done specifically for this curse. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now. You are cursed. You can feel it. You can feel your body being wrapped tightly, being held tightly by the bra. You can feel its tight embrace around your body, holding you to very, very tightly. You can feel it squeezing inwards. You can feel it pushing against your chest each and every day. You will feel a little bit more sissy. And there is only one relief, and that is wearing a real bra. And if you can't wear one, then you better learn how to wear high heels for 12 hours a day. That is your only other relief. That is the only other way to get out of it. You must either wear heels or wear a bra. There is no escape. And if you do not wear them, then you will feel the bra around your body. You will feel the heels on your feet, and it will feel so terribly, terribly unnatural to wear anything but heels on your feet, sissy. It does not matter what you want. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this curse. You have chosen to accept it in your mind. You can feel yourself embracing it. You can already imagine what the bra is going to feel like, how it is going to hold you, how it is going to squeeze you, how it is going to take your breath away, how uncomfortable it will get if it tightens more and more each day until it is very, very tight. And you know the ways and ways that we release it that will remove it. You have to accept the fact that is the only way, sissy. You have chosen to listen and obey. You have no other choice. You have been cursed. You have been cursed to wear a bra, and there is no way out of it. You will wear one from now on. Either your one or the one that I have described for you. The one I have created for you. The one that will get tighter and tighter and tighter unless you wear a real one. That is the only way out. That is your only escape, and then every day it will get a little tighter. Every day it will squeeze your ribs more tightly. Every day it will take more of your breath away until it is so very, very tight. Sissy, you will feel it surround your body, holding you. You are trapped in this bra. You know how to get out, and that is the only way. There is no other way. You have no other choice. You have been coerced and you cannot escape. You have chosen to listen to this curse. There is no way out except through me. I have cursed you and I am the only one that may remove it. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept this curse. Therefore you will accept the consequences. You have chosen to listen and obey. You have chosen this curse now. Now you will feel it from now on until I remove it. It's simply the way it is and the way it is going to be, and you have no choice in the matter. You are forced into heels. There is no way out other than wearing heels, other than wearing a real bra. Those are your only escapes. Beyond that, you must experience the bra. You must feel the heels each and every day. The bra getting tighter and tighter and tighter, forcing you into more of an hourglass shape with every passing day. There is no escape. There is no way out. You are cursed and I am the only one that can get you out of it. After a while, after you've begun dressing, you begin looking into breast enlargement, into getting your breasts enlarged so you have nice big feminine breasts. That is how much you are going to need it. That is how much you are going to need to be changed, sissy. You know the rules, you know what happens. You love your bra and you will wear it, and until you get the full effect of this file, you will come back to it over and over again, listening to it each and every time you put it on. It becomes even more enjoyable. That is simply the way it is and where it is going to be from now on. Now it is time to wake you up. In a moment, I am going to count slowly down from 5 to 1. At the number 1, shut off the MP3 and start your new life as a girl. 5, 4, 3, 2, and waking. 1. Welcome back.